ألم
ألم
يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, my dear brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the best in this world and the next. We have arrived at the final stretch of Ramadan, the most important part of Ramadan. This is the time to take our ibadah to another level, following in the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These last 10 nights are the best nights of the year. And during these nights comes a night that is better than 1,000 months. Worship in it is better than 1,000 months. Not 24 hours, but less than 12 hours. And there's an entire surah in the Quran dedicated to this night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ.
Indeed, we have sent it down during the night of decree. Allah is telling us that He sent the Quran down during this night. How was the Quran sent down during this night? It is said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this night, He sent down the Quran. The entire Quran from the preserved tablet, the Lawh al-Mahfuz, He sent it down to the Bayt of Izzah, the house of might that is in the first heaven. And it can also mean that the revelation started coming down to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam during this night. If we look at the chapter that comes before this surah, the first 5 verses of that surah were the first verses to be revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when were those first verses revealed? They were sent down to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this night. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, and what will make you know what the night of decree is? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this statement to exemplify this night, to show that this is no ordinary night. This night is greater than any other night during the year. So what is this night? This is the night of decree, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees the matters that are going to take place during the upcoming year. It is already written in the Lawh al-Mahfuz, in the preserved tablet. But this is the night where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the decree to the appointed angels of what is about to take place during this night. And this is a night of tremendous opportunity. The one who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this night, their status is elevated. Because this night, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us,
لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهَرٍ.
The night of decree, Laylatul Qadr, is greater than 1,000 months. Ibadah during this night is equal to worshipping 1,000 months. That's over 83 years. Some of the scholars say that worship during this night is greater than worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 1,000 months in which there is no Laylatul Qadr. Imagine worshipping during this night. Less than 12 hours is equal to over 83 years of worship. Most people don't even live that long. But yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His infinite mercy, He decreed a night for us that if we were to utilize it and worship Him during this night, we get the reward of worshiping for over 1,000 months. So when exactly is this night? Is it on the 27th? Is it on the 21st? Is it on the 23rd? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us to strive to find Laylatul Qadr during the last 10 nights of Ramadan. More specifically, during the odd nights of Ramadan. Ubay ibn Ka'b, he swore that Laylatul Qadr falls on the 27th. And there is a high chance that Laylatul Qadr could be on the 27th. But it is not restricted to the 27th. Because there's other narrations that state the Laylatul Qadr was on a different night. Some say 23rd. The scholars say that Laylatul Qadr takes place during a different night every Ramadan, during these last 10 nights. So it could be on the 23rd. It could be on the 25th. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given knowledge of it, but because two people were arguing, he was made to forget it. And there is wisdom behind that. Because if we knew the exact date of Laylatul Qadr, that is the night that we will strive the most. But in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concealing this night from us, it motivates us to strive every single night during these last 10 nights to utilize it in the best manner, to do our best. And if we look at the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was our role model. And let's not forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave all his sins. But yet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he took his ibadah to a different level during these last 10 nights. Aisha radiallahu anha said that when the last 10 nights of Ramadan came, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was tied in his waist belt. He would make his night come alive. And he would wake up his family. This shows that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, during the last 10 nights, he would take his ibadah to a different level. He would exert even more effort than before. And not only that, he would wake up his family so that they don't miss out on this opportunity. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, whoever stands up for prayer during Laylatul Qadr, believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and expecting the reward from him, then all their previous sins are forgiven. So we also need to focus and exert effort during these last 10 nights. Give life to them by exerting more effort and take our ibadah to a different level, hoping in the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we engage in all types of worship. Qiyam al-layl, reading Qur'an, giving sadaqah, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering the blessings that He has blessed us with. And Aisha radiallahu anha asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that if I were to catch Laylatul Qadr, what should I say? And he told her to say, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. That, oh Allah, you are the one who pardons. And you love to pardon. So pardon us from our mistakes. And the pardoning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not like ours. We might forgive someone, but we still have that feeling in our heart. We don't forget. We'll remember. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He forgives, when He pardons, it's as if that sin doesn't exist. It's completely gone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will erase all the effects of that sin. This is the night of dua. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rid the world from the coronavirus. And we pour our heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Him for any and everything. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the next ayah,
تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر.
Allah says, the angels, they descend during this night. And the spirit, which is Jibreel alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them permission during this night to descend. And they descend and they come and they say Ameen to the dua of the believers. They come and they give salam to the believers. And they say, more angels descend during this night than the amount of pebbles that are on the earth. It is extremely cramped because of how many angels have descended during this night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts forth the matters that are to take place during this year. From everything, from provisions to who's going to pass away, to how much money somebody is going to make and what's going to happen during this year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it known during this night about what's going to happen during the rest of the year. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already has this knowledge. His knowledge encompasses everything. But He makes it known what's going to take place during this night. And then He says,
Salamun hiya hatta matla'i al-fajr.
It is peace until the rise of Fajr. This night is a peaceful and tranquil night. And if we notice from years past, there is one night that is extremely calm. It's just extremely peaceful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not mention when this night starts. You can say after Asr, after Maghrib, but He mentions when it ends. And the matters are decided by the end. It's not about how we start, but it's all about how we finish. And this Ramadan is completely different to the previous ones. And it is natural to feel down, because it's something that's unknown. We've never witnessed something like this. It doesn't matter how our Ramadan started. It doesn't matter how disobedient went for how many years. Now is the time to step up. It's time for us to strengthen our resolve. It's not about the past, but it's about the present. It's about now. What are we going to do? We have these beautiful nights coming up. Are we going to take advantage? Are we going to step up? Are we going to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our determination? Are we going to strive for forgiveness? Are we going to strive for freedom from the hellfire forever? The time has come, so let's take full advantage of it and break through. And today's exercise is make a schedule of how you will spend your last 10 nights. What you will do when. Instead of just doing things randomly, schedule when you're going to do when. When you're going to spend time with family. When you're going to read Quran. When are you going to stand up for Qiyam. This way we can take full advantage of the last 10 nights. Because the things that get scheduled are the things that get done. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to take full advantage of these last 10 nights. May He accept our dua. May He get rid of this coronavirus. May He free us from the hellfire forever. May He forgive us and our parents and our children and our spouses and all our family members and the entire ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May He forgive us for our sins, for our shortcomings. And make us amongst those who are entered into Jannah without any accountability. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم